Good evening. Welcome to an hour of music from around the world. The program is Earthbeat. I'm Cecil Doyle. Tonight we'll be listening to a lot of European music, including some vintage Ukrainian fiddling, as well as a klezmer fiddler, Abe Schwartz, and a lot of vintage klezmer music and contemporary klezmer music at the end of the program by the Klezwoods, and from the most recent release by the group out of, I think they're from Georgia, American Georgia, of course, the Fourth Ward Afro Klezmer Orchestra. But we're going to begin with music from Switzerland. Here's sounds of the 23rd Swiss National Yodeling Festival in Thun that took place, I think, back in 1996. We're going to hear examples of the music by the Stadelmans, as well as Marcus Christian performing on the Alphorn and the Alpengruss Yodler Group. The style of yodeling said to have originated during the early Stone Age, somewhere between 1300 BC to 3000 BC. It was a very long tradition in Romania, Poland, Scandinavia, and in particular the Alps. The styles and methods of yodeling differed from region to region. In Switzerland, yodeling developed from a form of long-distance communication and cow calls to its present musical form. The first yodel club was founded in Zurich back in 1896. Now, the performance of the Alphorn originated in northern Asia and was brought to central Europe by nomadic tribes. It quickly adapted to the mountainous regions of Europe, varying in form and size according to the region. The first written mention of the Alphorn in Switzerland dates back to the year 1555. It originally served as a call and signal instrument, and the Alphorn was first employed as a melody instrument towards the end of the 18th century. We're going to begin with the Alpenrussli Yodler Club. This is a number entitled When the Meadows Turn Green. Music from the 23rd Swiss National Yodeling Festival in Thun.
Mit seiner Geisterlauf auf Hirne, zum Brunner Hütli ob der Flut. Schon lacht man übers da die Zone, ihr Bischof auf sie ist halt so froh, der Frühling
Oh, yeah.
Christme over mein Krieg. Und mir stimmt das Lied in Arm. Malurt wird Gletscher fehlen der Lüchte. Wie schön ich so eine Heimat hab. Es dunkelt dunkler, aber Glocken hütet. Der Schatten schlicht ab Felsenwand. Pürt Gott mir
Oh,
Lovely music from Switzerland by the Alpengruss Yodeler Group. A Shepherd's Name was the name of that number. Prior to that, Alphorn, Swiss Alphorn, performed by Marcus Christen, The Morning Call. The Stadelmans before that with Let's Go to the Fair, that ensemble. And we began with the Alpenrussli Yodeler Club, When the Meadows Turn Green. Here on Earthbeat, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. Next up, we're going to go to, we'll hear in a few minutes, the King of the Ukrainian Fiddlers, recorded back in the mid-1920s. We're talking about Paulo Humniuk. And then we'll also hear from the Klezmer King, fiddler Abe Schwartz, in just a few minutes. But before we get to all that, we're going to listen to a couple of examples of Polish mountain fiddle music, recorded for the most part back again in the late 1920s. We're going to hear in just a couple of minutes from the fiddler Stefan Jaros doing the Bandit's March, recorded in 1927. And we begin with the Karol Stoch Band. This is the Gorale March.
Thank you. Thank you.
music by Abe Schwartz doing some Hasidic melodies. That was actually Abe Schwartz with the group Boy Bricker Kapel, and before that the Abe Schwartz Orchestra with Russisi Shahir. And prior to that we heard the great Ukrainian fiddler Paulo Humanyuk doing I'm a Good-Looking Cossack from a collection on Arhuli Folk Lyric Records called King of the Ukrainian Fiddlers, 1925 through 1927. And then before that, Stefan Jarosz with the Bandits March and the Karol Stoch Band with the Gorale March, the Polish music from the collections, volumes 1 and 2, Fire in the Mountains. And you can find that on the Yazoo Records label. A playlist for all of the tracks heard on tonight's Earthbeat can be found on our website. Head to krvs.org. We continue with classic, more classic klezmer music. We're going to hear an example in just a couple of minutes of a flute solo with cymbalum accompaniment. The flute soloist is known as S. Kosh, and the tune that we'll be hearing in two parts, so two sides of a 78 RPM, Dojna. But first up, this is the Orchestra Orfeon from the 1920s. This is a track called Serba. Thank you.
Panenki, 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 Panen
out of Boston. That was the group, the Kleswoods, from their album from last year entitled Oy Yeah and the Gangiko Oro. Before that, from Southeast Texas back in the 1930s, some Texas Czech bohemian music by Bakova's Seska Capella. We heard a polka called Round the Moon. Flute with accompaniment by Eskosh. We heard Dojna. And the Orchestra Orpheon did some 1920s klezmer music, Serha. Closing out with the newest album by Atlanta, Georgia group, the Fourth Ward Klezmer Orchestra. Mixing up African music with klezmer music. This is the Dojna Blues. It's taken from their album, Abdul the Butcher. Earthbeat was produced in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks for tuning in. Come back next week. We've got more sounds from all around the world right here on Earthbeat. Let's enjoy the Fourth Ward Afro Klezmer Orchestra.
James Vanway.